Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a brand new sports show right here on 2SER. It's been another huge week of sports, so much so that I can't bring you all the news myself. So help me tonight riding shotgun for the next 161 laps in this soon-to-be-put-down Falcon is the always punctual Gabby Morris.
Yay! Thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you for being here. And in the backseat here to let us know what he thinks the next pointless program on TV should be after the axing of the NRL footy show is the one and only Mick Radojkovic.
Across the Park TV show. That's the next show.
Ooh,
we're going to replace the footy show, right?
Yeah.
That's why we're doing this.
Is that what it is?
That's what you told me.
We're building up to TV. Was after that a movie? Feature length?
Oh, Across the Park, the movie.
Yeah.
The funding would never get approved.
No.
No, Netflix will give us money, I'm sure.
Yeah, you reckon?
Yeah, it totes.
Cool.
I think I'm busy.
We can do that thing where we just get someone else to fill in for you.
Yeah.
And just call her Gabby. We could do that.
I'm fine with that if I just get paid.
So you don't want to move it to TV?
No, I'll do that.
Yeah,
yeah, go on then.
I
feel like there's more money in
it. We'll hook it up. Yeah, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, probably more money than nothing.
Zero, yeah. But actually, in all seriousness, I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I say I was shocked to hear that the NRL football show was still going. I had no idea. I thought it finished years ago.
The footy show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, now, it had finished years ago.
No, it didn't. It's been going forever.
Yeah.
Like 20-something years.
Yeah. What? It certainly died a few years ago. I think it's just been a carcass.
I swear it got finished after Fatty had a head accident. Fatty Wharton.
Oh, that was when he was born. No. You mean... there's been a lot of really nasty comments, though, because Erin Mullen took over as the host a couple of years ago.
Not sure who that is.
Erin Mullen, blonde... It doesn't matter if she's blonde, but she's a blonde.
She's a newsreader.
She's the female presenter of the footy show, sports presenter. Has been there for a long time.
Of course there was a lot of comments about that.
Oh, my God. Everyone's just blaming her for the demise of the footy show. I'm like, didn't you watch it for the 20 years where it was terrible?
Exactly. Exactly. It's always been a bad show. Yeah, she comes on for a few years and then it gets axed and everyone points the finger at her. But no, not her fault. Okay, any new sporting credentials you guys want to share?
Oh, two. I played frisbee on the weekend, just joined in with this random group of guys. So much fun. Mm. Had this like mega frisbee that went for yards and yards.
Yards?
Meters.
Oh, yes.
I'm thinking NFL.
Back in the 1940s with your yards.
And then I also played tip with my girlfriend.
Wow.
At the dog park. And I was just like, let's just do something. Like, I want to do a bit of exercise. And it turned into pretty serious game of tip where we had like a home base.
Oh.
Tried to trip her a few times, like full on screaming and yelling at each other. And we just kind of got so engrossed in it that we didn't even realize the park was packed with like other people
watching.
Yeah, like, watching.
What are these two doing?
And it was actually really good. Tip is a great game.
There you
great
go.
Great sport.
You know,
and it is actually an official sport.
Oh, is it?
What do you mean official? We can contest what an actual sport is and we talk later in the program. But what makes a sport an official sport?
I think once when you accelerate your heart.
Wow. So that means nearly everything's a sport.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. There you go.
All right, well, there you go.
That's my personal sport news.
No, that's fantastic. Mick, have you got anything new?
It was wet, raining today, and I slid on this bit of concrete for about a meter.
How'd your heart go?
Oh, man, it went up.
But that's exactly. A sport.
And I thought, wow, is that some sort of record of sliding in my cons on a wet piece of concrete?
Did you fall over?
No, I didn't.
Did you get embarrassed?
I was like cheering. I got to the end, but whoa, I could have really stacked it there, and I didn't.
Did anyone come up to you and say anything, or like, did you get a bit embarrassed?
I was embarrassed, because it's always awkward when you nearly fall over in public.
Isn't it so weird that still as an adult, you still find it embarrassing when you have those like near trips or when you do fall over and you're not, it's never embarrassing with you're with someone else that you know because you're like, but if someone's there, you like look around, you're like, yep, all good, yep, fine.
Yeah, no,
like,
I meant that.
Yeah.
I meant to fall. It's fine.
And I still find it funny. Like like the other day when we were playing AFL.
Yes.
Community Cup.
Yes.
The other day.
The other day. It wasn't that long ago. And I went to high five someone, but they didn't see me try to high five them.
Awkward.
And so I just was like, yep, did the like cool
Nazi salute. I have to convert now. I'm changing.
Yeah, and I in my mind I was like, before, I just didn't, I would never have thought that was actually embarrassing, but in the moment I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird.
You just hope no one saw it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or at least turn it into like, like a wave or something.
Hey! Yay! Thanks, Joel.
Gave you one. It's all good, cool. Excellent. Okay. So you've had a slide, we've had some tips, and we've had Frizzy.
Okay.
Fantastic, guys. Any other news? That's it.
What about you? Where's your sporting?
I don't have any sport.
No.
No, I'm not good. You're I not watch sports. A lot of sport.
Okay.
I find that really interesting, like people that watch a lot of sport but don't even...
Okay, no, I lie. I do play a lot of sport.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Come on.
I play trampoline dodgeball.
See?
We're out of season. I'm about to start my cricket
season.
Sorry,
that's a sport?
Yes. Trampoline dodgeball.
Does your heart rate go up?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
See, there you go.
It's quite a workout.
It's a butt workout.
Dodgeball on... Well, yeah, it's a bit of everything.
Mm.
Especially your...
what about your knees? I feel like...
Well, that's the thing. I mean... so many injuries happen in this sport, and I remember we brought a friend along to a game. Just we were like, okay, we need a new player for this season. Come along, we'll practice, we'll teach you how to do it. His first jump on a trampoline, first jump, he tore a ligament in his ankle. It blew up like you wouldn't believe.
No,
huge.
I'm just cringing at the thought.
I just think it's like an embarrassing way to go. Like, do you have to get like a major surgery? And the doctor's like, so what happened? I was just playing dodgeball, trampoline, whatever.
No, but those trampoline parks—they're like they're crazy injuries. They're just
so bad. Yeah. So bad.
Yeah, he never got it fixed. It still hurts him to this day. Shout out to Pat. That would have hurt, poor guy. Grade cricket. I start cricket this weekend.
Grade.
It's great when I play, but it's grade cricket.
I really
when
do
we all
learn a lot
together.
In this show. It's great.
And that's the whole
great.
Point. It's great. All right, let's get into it. Last week, 3-day weekend. So good. Then we had two grand fi- You had to work?
No, I had to work Monday.
I'm so sorry.
No, that's fine.
Did you, Gab? 3-day weekend?
Yeah, I had a 4-day one, actually.
Nice. Yeah. Well done, Gab. She took your day.
Just playing tip all weekend.
Two grand finals. It was fantastic. I, for one, didn't miss a second of either game. Did you? What about you?
Well, here I was rubbishing both games before the grand final, and I ended up watching the whole... I actually went to the NRL grand final and watched both games pretty much in full. So.
Oh, yeah. So what happened? Give us the rundown with Gang of Youth. Did you stay?
Oh, my God. I did stay. I got a contact, someone who was working at the game, who gave me a free ticket into the grand final, into the NRL grand final, after I watched Gang of Youths on the ground with 80,000 people around us playing three songs. Amazing. And then I got a free ticket and went and sat and watched the game. And, yeah, how awesome was that?
Did you see like, all the NRL fans being like, who are Gang of Youths?
Yes. My phone battery died with me trying to respond to everyone on Twitter about who's Gang of Youths. And I was like... Just look at who won.
The frontman's rebuttal was pretty good.
Donnie the drummer. But yeah, he put it on to Brendan Favola on Twitter, basically saying Gang of Youths for grand finals 1, Brendan Favola 0.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Because Favola's like, Gang of Youths, down, arrow, down.
Down arrow. Yeah,
down. Thumbs down, that's it. But no, NRL grand final, man, we were talking last week. We both picked the Roosters, I believe.
We? Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And the Roosters got up, and I seriously didn't think they would. And I was near the chook pen where all the Roosters fans were. And two players played with broken bones for pretty much most of the game. I just can't believe that Cooper Cronk played with a broken scapula, which is like your wing shoulder bone. Like,
is he the captain?
Ridiculous.
No, he's not the captain. Jake Friend's captain.
He's a halfback, so he's pretty much the central player on the team. And he couldn't do anything with the whole game, pretty much. Had one guy run at him and he like tackled him there, and you could just see him go, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It could have gone desperately wrong, but they won. He's now a hero and will go down in folklore forever.
Well,
that's the thing. I mean, and Blake Ferguson was the other person who you said had a broken
fibula.
Yeah. For
leg.
About 30 minutes of the second half, they reckon.
Leg bone.
Broken leg.
What the hell?
I actually have it on good authority that the Roosters are going to take this into next season, these injuries. So this is what I'm hearing. I've got some pretty good sources.
Mean?
This is what they're telling me.
Oh.
Jake Friend, who's the actual captain of the Roosters, he's going to be slapped by a seal eating an octopus during warm-up now, from now on.
Wow.
Latrell Mitchell's left index finger will be removed and sewed back on again each game. James Tedesco will miss out on oranges at halftime. Instead, he'll be given a litre of cyanide to drink.
Oh. Fair enough.
Mitch Orbison will be getting run over by the team bus pre-game. And finally, Boyd Cordner will be shot and killed in an attempt to recreate Kronk's heroics.
Wow.
So there you go.
Wow.
You've got to step this up every year and make it exciting for the fans.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Melbourne didn't really seem to play. They didn't. It's almost like they didn't want to be there.
It was one of the worst games Roosters, I've seen from the Storm in a long time. And I was just like, it's a grand final. They're playing like poo. And now we can officially say that Melbourne Storm are chokers. Grand final chokers.
Wow. Yeah, but come on. That's all know it's rigged.
Oh! is it?
What part of it? Mm. Which part?
There's the big corporate guys at the top just controlling every single one. Going into the rooms and breaking bones left, right and centre.
you could start an investigative podcast just about how football is
rigged. The rigging of all sporting.
Well,
because then I was reading that Melbourne Storm are thinking about opening their shares to the public, right? So it's a fan-based model that the business will be open to fans, which I find quite interesting.
Yes.
How could that change the game, do you think?
I don't know.
It's a thing in American football. Yeah. Yeah. Teams are owned by the town, and the town put their money into it. I think it actually makes it more communal, more supportive. They got a bit of a say in it, what happens. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen one day.
Yeah, well, they seemed like it was...
But do Melbourne people care about rugby league?
Maybe they do when they've got shares in it.
Yeah. And plus, you watch Melbourne games when they're playing down in Melbourne. They get pretty good crowds. Especially when,
they've
like
got one
AFL's
team.
On.
One team.
Okay.
Maybe
they're
if
just
they
all
change.
All ex-Sydney and Brisbane people.
Maybe if they change the colour of the uniform, it might draw more.
Not happy with purple.
Nah.
Almost as bad as the Giants, right?
Yep. Definitely.
Is that all about NRL? You want to
mention
anything else?
It, so.
Okay. I left like 10 minutes early because I wanted to get the train home. But then I saw all these Roosters fans on the train 10 minutes before the game had even finished. Like, if your team's in the grand final first time in like 5 years, wouldn't you stay to the end at least?
No, the Sydney final transport's whistle? Terrible.
But I just couldn't believe it. I thought, that's Roosters fans for you right there.
Were they crowing?
Come at me. What?
Do they crow? No? Yeah.
What they do when they win.
What does a rooster do?
Yeah.
Yeah, it crows.
Yes.
And a crow do. Roosters.
I was thinking
of a sexist, isn't it? Roosters are males, right? So their mascot is a male chicken.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm. Is there a female roosters team?
No. They'd be hens, wouldn't they?
Oh, no, please don't.
No, but there's no team called the hens.
They played the grand final.
Oh, yeah, but they should call the Sydney Hens then, shouldn't they?
No.
they're part of the Roosters. They're part of the Roosters.
I don't really get... I don't understand who decides what the name of the team is.
Okay. I'm not sure. That's something you could possibly try and find out for next week's show.
That's great.
Why the teams history. Are named what they're named. I mean, some teams change their names over time.
The Parramatta Eels is an easy one because Parramatta is an Aboriginal term for where the eels lay down.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, good.
And so it's
history.
Tied into that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Other ones, who knows?
Yeah.
Well, you said Panthers the other day. That was because Penrith of the
Panthers.
Black
yeah.
Panther.
Oh, yeah, the Panther.
The mystical Panther.
Yeah.
Warriors, New Zealand.
Yeah. But then you got like Bears and Rabbitohs. Maybe Rabbit. I don't even know what a Rabbitoh is.
Oh, there is a story about the Rabbits,
Tigers.
I think, about.
Because it's just a plague of rabbits.
There is a story, and I can't think of it off the top of my head, but I'll try and get it for next week.
That can be our special podcast that we release.
Yeah. Okay. We'll leave that for the TV show.
Okay, yeah, great idea. We'll make that into the feature length. All right, in a game that is polar opposites in both the score and the way it's played, was the AFL Grand Final on Saturday.
Do you watch it?
I thought it was fantastic. To me, it was probably the best ever Grand Final, AFL Grand Final in 2018.
Oh, yeah. You're a funny man. How many AFL games did you watch this year?
So there was a Recklink Cup that we played in.
That doesn't
I
count.
Got most of that.
That's not AFL.
You weren't watching. You were playing.
Yeah, I saw when I wasn't playing. I saw some stuff.
That was most of the time.
Ooh. How many marks did you take?
One.
No, you took zero.
Oh, damn.
It was a really good game, and I've never watched an AFL Grand Final.
So you watched it?
Yeah.
You watched that, but not the NRL?
No. Don't like NRL.
Okay, fair enough. That's right.
Well, no, I probably would. No, that's not true. If I was at the pub and it was on, I would definitely watch it.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, I don't know. I was really excited. I've since playing AFL, it's so much more exciting watching a game because you understand it and get it. There's not, you know what I mean? Like, there's a more.
Well, here's the thing. I think the first half was trash, but then the second half was great. First half, Collingwood were all over him. It was just sloppy. It was not many goals.
Why are you tying your shoelace up?
Oh, sorry.
Where are you going?
You don't have to tell anyone.
You don't have to tell anyone. I just love all the names.
You're going to walk out?
If you wind me up enough.
Gold sack. Cox.
There are some
Grundy,
great names.
And
yes.
just some of the commentating was just so funny. Like, it was... They were clutching at straws at some point. So it was just like, yeah.
Just like the trying to clutch at balls and fumbling and just pick up the damn ball.
Yeah. West Coast Eagles obviously won. That was their fourth grand final win since 2006 was their last one. Mm. So it's been...
12 years. Yeah, I can count.
Well done. I'm still trying to work it out. 12, yeah.
But I mean, that finish was pretty darn good.
Yeah, exactly.
And I was in the pub in that last quarter, and I just thought, they're going to win this. Mm. I didn't know when or how, but then just to have it like 2 minutes from the end.
I mean, what was it? It was 55 all at three-quarter time, or 53 all or something, which hasn't happened forever in like a million years. In a grand final, to be tied at three-quarter time is so... It's happened once in the 2,000 years it's been playing.
It's a rare thing.
Rare. 53 all. Oh, no, but Collingwood came out flying in that... Last quarter.
Yeah, they got the first two.
And it looked like, to me, it looked like Collingwood had just, they've got this in the bag.
Well, they
no
had it in the bag
all.
Also in the first quarter. That's what it was like, oh,
their first
this is
going
to be boring to watch.
Really good. Mm. But West Coast had a really good second quarter, really good third quarter. And just, to me, it was such an even game. And obviously the scores show that, but it was so even. And you almost didn't want someone to lose. It was that good.
And
that
supposedly Collingwood fans are trying to argue that
They've created an official petition to submit to the AFL to say that they were gypped out of this.
So Dom Sheed's winning goal, there was someone, is this what you're talking about? Someone was taken out in contesting the mark?
No, I think they're just contesting the whole.
No,
just the whole game in general.
There was about 3 or 4 points they wanted to make. One of them was that the ball didn't get kicked over the goal properly. Another one didn't. They're like four things and all of them are just total crap. Like,
what about that trainer?
Oh, the runner got in the way. I mean, but again, then, I don't think that would have... He wasn't going to get there.
Did you see him sobbing at the end? Oh, my heart broke.
Honestly, when I watched it, and I think most people watched it, you laughed. Like, what have you done? And
I didn't
actually understand
what he did. I didn't understand.
Just got in the way.
Just going for the mark, two of them. So there was a Collingwood player and the West Coast player, and he's just accidentally run the wrong way and run into the Collingwood guy, so he couldn't contest the mark. The West Coast guy got it and then kicked the goal. So
does that happen often?
I wouldn't think it happened.
I feel
very
like
often
I'd be such a
but
bad
I still,
trainer.
But I still looked at that a few times. I don't think the West Coast guy was going to get there. I don't think he was.
No,
close
that's
enough.
What I thought. I didn't.
West Coast or
actually...
Collingwood guy?
Sorry, the Collingwood guy. I don't think he was going to get there.
Okay.
I think it was a big enough gap that he was might have put a bit of pressure on, but he wasn't going to stop catching it.
Yeah. Well, look, it was heartbreaking seeing prior
so
after,
bad.
And the poor coach having to like console him and tell him it's not your fault.
I would have been. I was concerned about his well-being.
Yeah, me too.
I was genuinely like, can you imagine the fans and everyone? Oh, poor guy.
Maybe Bruce McAvaney could just, you know, console him with his tears.
Perhaps.
I don't know who that is, but sure.
Oh. Okay. Gabby, you got any news?
Yes. Oh, my God. So, who would have thought watching golf would be extremely dangerous? Because a woman who was watching the golf, and I say the golf because I don't know what tournament it was, but and I never probably will, but it was a big one. She lost an eye.
What?
A golf ball hit her.
I lose balls all the time, but never an eye.
Yeah. She lost an eye. She was a spectator. And I just think this is so funny because it's not funny for her. Obviously, it's absolutely awful and tragic. But the guy, he was like, you know, we called four multiple times. Like,
what?
Four. And I'm like, but that doesn't really prevent anyone from, because I don't really get that whole concept either, because if you're yelling four, the first thing you do is you look towards where four is being yelled at.
Yeah,
it's a silly safety measure that needs to be reconsidered.
I worked on a golf course for 4 years. Look at the golf course. And I still, whenever people would yell out four, I mean, a lot of the time I had, if I was on a tractor or whatever, I'd have things on, so I wouldn't be able to hear. All you'd hear is the when something got hit, you're like, that must have been close.
Oh, like the tractor got hit.
Yeah. Again, even working there that long and playing a bit of golf myself, I know that when someone yells four, you just look in that direction.
Yeah.
Because you never duck.
Because you want to see where it's coming so you can know whether you're
totally.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
But
maybe
I do think it's weird that like if you're a spectator and you're right by the hole, surely you have to take in consideration that that's also your responsibility to
move.
Yeah.
Move or be mindful. Oh, but she's completely lost her eye.
Yeah, yeah.
The crowd is super close sometimes too. And I think of how I can play golf. And if I skew it off the tee, like off to the right, it'll just go smack. So if there's people with a crowd standing there, it'll just go straight into them. So I couldn't play professional golf. That's the answer. that's the solution here.
It's, anyway.
Yeah, very sad. Anything else? Okay, great. In cricket.
In cricket. It's, football's over. Cricket starts.
Meg
Lanning, unless it rains.
The Southern Stars, they secured an unassailable 2-0 series lead against New Zealand, beating the White Ferns in the T20 campaign for the first time in 6 years.
Oh, wow.
It's very exciting.
Didn't we flog them too in that second game?
Well, we actually won both games by 6 wickets.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you can say it's a flogging if you want. We actually talked about it last week. So the first week or the first game they played at North Sydney Oval.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty much won by Rachel Haynes, who got 69 not out, and Lanning.
Nice.
Meg Lanning, who was 56. God, what a child. What a child.
I missed it.
Oh. I still said 69.
Not getting it.
The number 69?
Oh, my God. Oh, sorry. I forgot. I was doing a radio show with 13-year-olds.
Hey, I wasn't one laughing.
No?
No, he was. Look at him.
I just said nice. Look at him over there.
The second game was played up in Uzbekistan on Monday. Elisa Healy made 57, while Megan Shute took 3 for 15 off 4 overs.
Nice.
Unbelievable.
That's a real nice. That's a different nice.
What?
As opposed to the nice. I said nice.
I didn't
see the inflection was different. Keep
going.
No.
Can you teach
We're getting
that?
There. We're
Can you
getting
teach
there.
That? I don't know. That's something you must be born with.
Oh, dear.
Nice. And I think the final match is kicking off about now.
Did you hear that? Nice. That's
kicking off.
Quite different.
A third nice.
Yeah, got a bag full of nice.
What a range.
That's right.
Yeah, third game's on about now in Canberra if you want to watch it. And we will, of course, win by 6 wickets because that's what you do.
That's the thing.
Bathurst.
Yes, Brum Brum Cars.
Yes.
It's the only V8 race I watch all year. And you know why? And it's going to be raining as well, so it's perfect. You just get a bucket of KFC, you just sit in front of the couch and just listen to V8 cars go around like for 8 hours, 1,000 kilometres.
I'm with you, Gav. I'm with you.
But do you know why it's exciting?
I don't get it.
Craig Lowndes. You know Craig Lowndes?
No, I don't know. Of course I don't know.
He's the cyclist.
Isn't he? He's like the Holden champion. He used to race for Ford. He races for Holden. He's like Peter Brock was his champion. You know Peter Brock?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Even I know Peter
like,
Brock.
The concept of it sounds so great. Like, I'd love to get in a car and just race. But the idea of watching it.
Well, it's more exciting than like the Daytona where they just go around the oval. They're actually going up and down a hill. It's dodging kangaroos.
But
it's amazing.
But when you're there, you only see like, that. You see a second of it.
Oh, it's more like V8s. Like,
yeah.
I can't do it. Anyway.
Nice.
Thanks. My range is so good. Anyway, I'm excited. Craig Lowndes, last ever Bathurst as a full-time driver. This is big because he's been doing it for 25 years. He's won 6. Everyone loves him. It's all about him this weekend. So if he wins, it'll be all over the news.
What do you win?
You win Bathurst.
Car.
You do?
It's the biggest race. It's the biggest V8 race in Australia every year. It's huge. But it's part of like
still
a,
didn't answer
it's part of
question.
A bigger championship. So you get lots of points which go towards the championship. But Bathurst itself is very iconic, very famous. If you win, you are a winner.
Great.
Shit, we're talking sport here. This is how it goes, right?
Speaking of winners, Champions League.
Yes, I love the Champions League. It's on every midweek during the week, and we have all the biggest teams playing, like Barcelona and Real Madrid and Chelsea and Liverpool. And well, this morning there was a game, Barcelona playing against Tottenham. Tottenham, big English team, Barcelona.
Yep, I know
massive.
Who Tottenham is, thanks.
Okay, oh, just...
Soccer Jeez. Superstar over here.
Oh,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, there was a goal from Rakitic, which was commentated by some Dutch commentators. Have a listen to this. Joel's going to play it right now. Missie hier weer. Hij geeft hem aan. Hij moet hem in één keer nemen. Dit is ook een schitterende aanval. Hij kan er nog altijd in. Wait. Rakitic! Goal! Wait. Boom! He says we have ignition in there. You didn't quite catch it, but it was amazing.
Like, oh my God, that's going to be remixed into a song.
He's like, we have ignition. He's like trying to be like
that's
a
the kind
shit.
Of commentating that you want. Someone that's extremely imaginative and creative with how they, you know, not, yeah.
The Spanish commentators are like, goal for like 2 minutes nonstop. Like, that's what they do. But I always like it. A bit of flair and goal commentary.
It's very cool. I'm actually sorry it stopped working. I don't know why it just cut out.
No,
I think he did it. I think he did it for us. That's fine.
And just quickly, Samantha Kerr, first ever female Australian female marquee player. She's going to back to Perth to play soccer. Back to Perth?
All right.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. It just broke today.
Also, she's the highest rated Australian player in FIFA 19.
What?
And they've replicated her backflip
when
she does a goal celebration in the video game.
Too cool.
It looks amazing.
I love that.
Yes.
Congratulations.
All right, guys, it's time for a bit of this. Wrestler or character from The Good Doctor?
Okay. Who watches The Good Doctor?
Not me.
No, I don't either.
Hey, look.
You. You didn't even ask if we watched The Good Doctor.
I think
tomorrow night, coming to the MCG is going to be the goddamn WWE.
Ah!
Let me run you through some of the incredible and unscripted fights that will be taking place. Triple H will be taking on The Undertaker. The Bella Twins and Ronda Rousey will go up against the Riot Squad in a 6-women tag team match. Then we have Hell City versus Payday, Left Side versus Broomstick, Bookworm versus Eggman, High Fiber Diet versus
Bookworm,
I Can't Find
Eggman,
My Keys. The list goes on. A lot of those I made up.
Oh.
Also, returning to TV is The Good Doctor. And
returning?
Yeah, I know. I can see how excited you both are.
I thought it was new.
I have absolutely
no
idea.
It's the second season, I think.
Oh.
Now, come on now. Yeah. Dr. Good and his or her team will be doing medical things, and it's must-watch TV. So basically, this game is, I'm going to say a wrestler's name, and you got to tell me. Oh, sorry, I'm going to say a name, and you got to tell me if it's a wrestler or someone from The Good Doctor.
Okay.
Gabby, you can go first this week, okay?
I think I went first last week.
Did you? It doesn't matter. Mark Calloway. Is Mark a wrestler born in 1965 who is better known by his ring name The Undertaker and who thinks he has links to the supernatural, or chief of surgery, attending plastic surgeon, and board member at whatever hospital this show is based at?
Oh, can you repeat that? No, I'm just kidding. 100% he is a very lovely doctor.
Oh, Mark Calloway, Undertaker. Undertaker's one of the best.
Oh, did you know that one?
Yeah.
Glad, girl. I was actually going to put you first. I'm so glad I swapped it.
So wrestling is a sport?
No. It's sports entertainment. It's very different.
Mick, Alex Park. Is Alex a 7-time world wrestling champion known by his ring name The Big Show or an ex-cop who decided to become a doctor?
Well, they're both cops. Big Show, he's a cop. He always dressed like a cop. But I think it's the doctor gone.
Well done. Gab, it's you again. You right?
Yep.
Okay, great.
Just quickly Googling.
Jessica Preston. Is Jessica an Australian-American wrestler born in Sydney who is a former WWE Raw Women's Champion known by Nia Jax, or the hospital in-house attorney and vice president of risk management who is also the granddaughter of the hospital founder and a friend of Dr. Glassman?
I think the clue is in the name.
Glassman.
The clue is in the last name.
All right.
Okay.
Preston.
Mm-hmm.
So that's obviously a doctor because of blood pressure.
Ooh, well done.
Wow. Good.
Well done. Good thinking. Good breaking it down. And Mick, the last one. Claire Brown.
Yes.
Is Claire an American professional wrestler, former model and occasional actress who is currently signed to WWE under the ring name Alicia Fox, or a surgical resident who forms a friendship with Sean, who I assume is the lead, I don't know, and quite frankly, don't care.
Yeah, but I feel like you've gone to a lot of effort to describe the doctor one, so I'm going to go the doctor one.
Damn it, I hate it when you're right. I just like playing the wah-wah. It's my favourite thing. I'm going to play it anyway.
That just reflects the show.
I know. Congratulations, guys. You won't be going home empty-handed.
Yeah, what do I get?
Everyone's a winner. Well, let's see. Tell them what they've won, Pete. I've taken all the prizes, and I'm running away to Mexico.
That's a new one.
That is a new one.
Hey, that's what I do. It's not
nice.
Me. It's Pete, the voiceover guy.
Oh.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Across the Park, or whatever this show is called, for another week. We'll be back next week as long as they keep giving us no money. We'll be here.
Yeah.
Can't wait
Give
for
me
the
money
TV
and I'm
show.
Out of here.
Feature length probably next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. Very excited
Netflix
for that.
Netflix series.
Check it out on Netflix. Across the Park. Good luck to all your sporting teams.
Thanks.
And good night.
Bye.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.